Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, my kid's a criminal. At the young age of four.
That's a very impressive start.
Colt has already had his first run-in with the cops.
All right, what happened?
It absolutely terrified me. And I think I've just pretty much written him off now. No, I'm kidding.
I'm getting nervous. What are you talking about?
No, okay, we had baseball on Monday night, and it was a later game. It was cold, so Colt was curled up in my seat, and he had his jacket all wrapped around him. He was just not feeling it. He didn't want to be at the baseball field, so I did the electronic babysitter. I said, here you go. Watch some YouTube. And I was standing behind him, and I was looking over his shoulder. Well, in the time I must have looked away or was watching a play, he accidentally, or maybe didn't accidentally, dialed 911.
No way.
I didn't realize it. Luckily, no cops showed up to the baseball field. But at the end of the game, we get home. I get the boys to bed. I go lay down in bed, and I realize I have a couple missed calls, and I have some text messages. And I'm like, why didn't Colt give me my phone? Because he had it the entire time. One of them was from the Fontana Police Department.
Oh my God.
That they had received a 911 call and a hang-up, and so they were pretty much checking in to make sure that I was okay, that I didn't really need assistance. There was also a voicemail from the Fontana Police Department, so I apologize, FPD. That was my son
this
who accidentally dialed 911.
I'm not even sure my four-year-old son would know what 911 is to press those buttons.
Well, by the time I'm figuring all this out, I'm like, okay, he must have done it when he was on my phone. He was already asleep. So the next day when I got home from work, I was like, hey, did you call 911? And he immediately got those shifty eyes. And I was like, oh, he knows that he did.
He's genius.
And why did you call 911? And he just started to cry. And he was like, I'm sorry, Mommy. It was an accident. So we had the conversation of when you call 911, when you don't call 911, and why you don't call them if you don't actually have an emergency.
All right. It's great you explained that to him. It's great the Fontana Police Department acted so quickly. No, it's great it's all, you know, it's all over with now. I'm a little jealous he knows what 911 is and actually pressed those buttons.
Well,
he's a smart kid.
I was talking with some friends about it, and they were like, well, did he really call 911 or did he do the accidental emergency call? You know, if you go to turn off your iPhone, it gives you that emergency call.
Right.
And I was like, well, I don't really even know how that happens. And so just in the office, we were looking at it, and one of our coworkers accidentally called 911 doing it. So I did ask Cole. I said, did you accidentally do it? Did you slide the bar? And I showed him, and I said, or did you dial 911? And he said, no, I pressed the numbers. So he knew what 911 was. Now he knows the correct way to use 911. But I was surprised in sharing the story with my friends how many kids have actually done this, because I was a little scared to talk about it on the radio just because I didn't want the parents to come at me going, I can't believe you give your kid the cell phone and walk away.
Kelly, that's ridiculous. Like, literally ridiculous. You gave your son the phone because he was cold at the baseball for a few minutes to play YouTube. There's nothing wrong with that. I bet you this happens more than you think. We want to hear from you, 888-431-3764. And I've got a really embarrassing story. When I called 911 when I was young, I didn't do it accidentally.
Oh.
And the consequences that unfolded were not good. I'll tell you in 6 minutes. Kelly had a panicked moment as a mum when her four-year-old accidentally called 911.
Yeah, that was fun to find all those missed calls from the Fontana Police Department trying to make sure that I didn't actually need emergency services.
Look, he did it accidentally. I did it deliberately when I was 6 years old, and I got in so much trouble.
Okay, deliberately, like there was an emergency that you had to dial 911, or you did it just because you were a turd?
The latter.
Okay. Turd.
I was 6 years old. I called in Australia when I was growing up 000. That is 911.
Oh, okay.
And I reported a fire.
That there was not a fire?
There was not a fire.
Oh my gosh, you're horrible.
I was just a real brat as a kid, and I don't know what I was thinking. And I remember my dad coming in because he obviously got the call back just absolutely fuming.
And he's, yeah.
And he's a Supreme Court judge. He's been in law his whole life. He's like, did you just... And he doesn't mix words.
Uh-huh.
He has a really bad mouth. I heard words from him I'd never seen or never heard of before in my life. And it stuck with me to this day.
Well, good. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah, I want to formally apologize 32 years later.
951 texts in says, I've been a dispatcher for 22 years. Happens all the time. Thank you for that. And like I said, we did use this as a learning lesson for Colt of when the right time to call 911 is, not just to do it just because. Nicole in Rancho, it was actually you who accidentally dialed 911?
I was, you know what? I don't remember the reason. I think I was just, I was at my house with my, you know, my mom was in the kitchen doing something. And I just was like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen if I call 911. And I called and then I hung up. They called back. And so my mom was so upset at me. She's like, why did you do that? I said, I don't know. I was just seeing what happened. So it was kind of just like, I was curious.
Did you say, how old were you? Say that?
I think I was 5 or 6 when that happened.
And I think that is a lot of it. It's the curiosity of you hear about it. And so, I mean, again, I apologize to the Fontana Police Department. You shouldn't accidentally call. But it was a good learning lesson of, no, we only dial 911 if there's an emergency.
Yeah, because I have 2 older boys, 17 and 24, and they never did that to me. So, so I understand your fear as a parent, and like I would have probably been upset too, but also to the age, it's like you said, the curiosity part.
Well, check out this text message that came in from the 909. It starts with laughing my butt off, so definitely struck a chord with them. Said, my son called 911 from our hotel room in Las Vegas when he was 3.5. I didn't know, but I saw it happening, so I grabbed the phone and I told him to hang up. They called right back. I explained what had happened. The lady ended up chewing me out and told me if it happened again, they were going to come down to my hotel room and find me.
All right, that's a little excessive. A little bit unfair. It's a 3.5-year-old, but wow, at least they called back immediately. 909 is thinking what I'm thinking. Way to go, Colt. He knows what 911 is. Nice job. I'm impressed with your smart kid, Kelly.
Well, he does now. I guarantee it will not happen again. Did your kid accidentally dial 911? What happened? Call or text us at 888-431-3764. Well, my 4-year-old already has a criminal rap sheet thanks to his misuse of the 911 system.
He's starting young.
Yeah.
He's starting young.
No. We had an accidental 911 call Monday night from my cell phone. Colt was on it playing YouTube, playing a game, and I was just kind of looking over his shoulder, didn't realize at some point throughout the baseball game he had dialed 911 until I went to bed, and I had all these missed calls from the Fontana Police Department.
Yeah, it was a learning experience.
Yes,
but it happens
was.
All the time, apparently. 909. When I was 5, I dialed 911 on the home phone to just say hi. But then I got nervous and hung up. I had a foreign babysitter at the time, and the police didn't call back. They came to the house. She was so scared and ended up telling my dad, let's just say he wasn't a happy camper.
Yeah, no, neither was mommy. But Colt was already asleep. I wasn't about to wake him up. But the next day we had a very good conversation about when you do call 911 and when you don't call 911. Ashley in Lake Elsinore, has your kid ever dialed 911 accidentally?
Yeah, my son was about 3 years old. We had an Xfinity home security system. And it had a panel where it was by ambulance for and I don't know what he pressed, but we had all 3 of them show up at our house about 8:30 at night.
Oh my gosh. And you as a parent are probably freaking out, and your 3-year-old is probably like, this is the greatest day ever. There's cops, fire trucks. Like,
look what I've done.
Yeah, we didn't even know that he had pressed the button.
Great. I didn't even think of that. Now I have to be worried about my alarm system.
Yeah, you've got a lot to deal with.
Antoinette, was it you or your kids who accidentally dialed 911?
It was my 2 daughters when they were 7 and 5.
Double trouble.
Yes, they were upstairs. I was downstairs. I didn't know they called until the police called back. Well, they called my mom that sister farted. Please help.
Literally what they said?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That is actually what they said. So the cops called me back to let me know they'd done that and if I had known. And they said, can I come over and scare them? I said, yes, please. So they pulled up and I had them go out and talk to the police. And never again did that happen. They're now 22 and 20.
I love you too.
Are you feeling better knowing that your four-year-old son's not the only kid that's called 911?
The only criminal in the IE?
He's not. It seems like there is plenty of them with all these texts we're getting. 909, good morning. My son was 6 years old and we didn't know he dialed 911. And he was saying, my leg, I can't move my leg. And then we got the phone call back and they told us what he did and what he said.
Imagine having the conversation. I mean, luckily with Colt, it was an accidental thing. There wasn't more to the story. Like, you called and reported a fake fire, right, Guy?
Yeah, I was 6 years old, and I still remember the look on my dad's face like it was yesterday.
Jane in Highland, was it you or your kids who made an accidental 911 call?
When I was a kid, I didn't accidentally. I did it on purpose. I wanted to see if it really worked and what it sounded like. They picked up, and I immediately hung up. And then they immediately called back, and my mom answered the phone and, you know, told me, oh, you know, everything's fine here. And then looked at my sister and I and asked us if we had done it. And I kind of, like your son, got really scared and told her I did. And then we had the same conversation of, you know, when you do and when you don't. And I told her why I called. I wanted to make sure it worked and see what they said. So I also had the discussion now with my son. He hasn't done it, but I've told him, you know, when you call 911, when you don't. And I've actually role played with him, like pretend to be the dispatcher. So if there was an emergency or anything, he doesn't like freeze, you know, if they're asking him those questions of where and, you know, what's going on and what his name is and et cetera.
That's a great idea. And I wouldn't have even thought of that. Like, okay, if your curiosity is getting the best of you, then why don't we just roll through this?
Right.
I'll tell you how this would happen rather than actually calling the police department. 909 says, I dialed 911 when I was a kid and I hung up. Well, when 911 called back, it was my dad, who is a police officer. Needless to say, I never dialed 911 again.
That is absolutely brilliant and something you will never, ever forget. Well played, Dad.